Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the U.S. wheat industry is congratulating U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai for resolving the long-running World Trade Organization dispute over aircraft subsidies and suspending retaliatory tariffs that were a barrier to U.S. wheat exports to the European Union. The U.S. Wheat Associates Vice President of Policy Dalton Henry says it's especially some very good news for U.S. spring wheat growers.
It pretty well completely shut off our hard red spring business. If we just kind of looked at the 2020-2021 marketing year, we'll see a final U.S. wheat sales to the EU of about 220,000 tons. That's almost 100,000 tons below the year before that, which was off about 100,000 tons the year prior to that. So all in all, in just a couple of year period, we're looking at hard red spring sales at about half the level of the EU that they had been previously, just to kind of give a ballpark idea of the impact on producers.
Now, the agreement announced this week suspends the retaliatory tariffs for 5 years, pending how negotiations on aircraft subsidies go. But regardless, some welcome news for U.S. wheat farm families, especially in the northern and central plains. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.